Oh, you want my number, do you? Well, let me think. You are rather charming. Very attractive. You do make me laugh. But, you are a stranger. And, I remember something about being careful with strangers. Darling, I don't know if you're dangerous or not. I don't know you. That's what makes you a stranger. Oh, but you really want my number, do you? Well, what would you do for my number? No, I mean, would you... I don't know. Do a magic trick? Would you walk 500 miles? Yeah, I stole it from the song. Would you... Do you really want my number? Would you sell me your soul to get my number? Yeah. I'm a demon and I'm tempting you. And I really, really do want to tempt you. You would. Are you sure? Of course I want your soul. Like I said, you're charming and attractive. Your soul is shiny. Shiny. So tell me, darling. Do you want me to tempt you? Do you want me to lead you into temptation? To lead you into sin? Do you want me to be bad? Do you want my number? Well, I'm old-fashioned, so we'll need a contract. Humor me? A kiss? Well, I suppose it's only fair that you get a taste of what you're getting. Darling, breathe. Oh, now you're eager for that contract. Oh, no. I don't have a pen and paper. I guess we'll just have to do an oral contract. Seal it with a kiss. Darling, before we can kiss, we have to make the contract. So, this is my offer. In return for giving me your soul. Selling me your soul. I'll give you my number. In fact, I'll give you more than that. I will give you everything you want. Everything you want right now. Oh, darling, I know what you want. I can see it in your eyes. And I'll give it to you over and over, an eternity of it. I will give you exactly what you deserve. So darling, do you want to trade your soul, your shiny, charming, oh so very attractive soul? You do. Say your name and say that you willingly trade your soul for me, for my number. Now all that's left to do is to come closer. Come closer. And let's seal the contract with a kiss. Something the matter? Where are we? Where do you think we are? Oh, you are so confused. It's a cute look on you. I've always liked confusion on you. It becomes you. Right now, you look very comely indeed. Oh, this is why you caught my eye. Kiss me. Oh, so mean. Darling, what do you think just happened? You met a strange girl in a bar. And you wanted her number, so you did whatever you had to get it. Because you wanted a taste. And after you had one, you wanted more. Greed. Pretty sure that's a sin. But darling, it's okay. Down here, you're allowed to sin. Down here. Fire, souls, and torment. Why don't you have a wild guess? Hell. Oh no, darling. Hell won't be like that for you. Oh no. You are special. You've always been special. So shiny. You've heard of guardian angels. Well, people also have personal demons. We sit on your shoulder and we whisper in your ear. We tempt you, seduce you, sway you over. Well, we do have the best cookies. But you wouldn't be swayed. You are just good. darling. Good and evil are not so black and white as mortals think them to be. But your heart is good. The angels love you because you're charming and attractive and shiny. You see, that's how you got me. I am not an ordinary demon. I am, let's just say, I'm senior management. And my, you are so attractive. The need to tempt you, to corrupt you, to have you. It's more than a job. In fact, I don't ever think it was a job. It's deep. Hunger and want and need and obsession. I have to have you. Why do you think none of your relationships ever lasted? I couldn't let them touch you. That's why they all had such terribly bad luck. How they succumbed to the most basic of human weaknesses. Oh no, darling, it's not your fault. It's their fault. They were tempted. They fell to their knees willingly and left you all alone. So lonely, so desperate, so perfect. Normally I don't play with mortals. They're so boring. So simple. Good or evil, black or white. Angels might be righteous, but they know how to dance in the gray. But you? You are more than just a mortal. I think there's something special in you. A little bit of angelic blood. Oh, don't worry. You're not alone beneath this demonic, seductive, perverted exterior. Rushes the blood of an angel. I've always been senior management. I didn't so much fall as plummet. I've been a very bad girl. And I had to plan. Because I have to have you, and I have to have you here. Away from all those other women who dared touch you. Don't worry, they're paying for it. Falling into sin, oh, it's a bad thing on earth. Oh, darling, I didn't do anything to them. I simply offered a choice. They chose their own fate. Just like you did. Darling, the reason you're here is you. I gave you a choice, and you could have walked away at any moment. You had a choice. You didn't have to walk over to me. You didn't have to buy me a drink. You didn't have to flirt with me, although our sword fight, words as weapons. You liked that it was dangerous. You like a little pain with your pleasure. But you could have walked away any time. You're the one who asked for my number. You leaned in to kiss me. You chose to sell your soul. And now you're all mine, all mine. Oh, I heard the sobbing of angels, wails of despair as I brought you down here. So sweet. And now you're all mine, just as you always should have been. Darling, come here. I've got something for you. It's not a trick. It's a contract. I owe you something and I'm going to give it to you. Come close. Are you sure you don't want to come closer? Okay. You wanted my number. So I'm going to give it to you, since I have your shiny, shiny soul. Darling, my number is 666. And now you're all mine. This is going to be fun. Come closer. You can't resist. You're mine now. I promised you a kiss. A taste. Pleasure. I'm going to ruin you. I'm going to corrupt you. I'm going to enjoy you. And you chose this. Full. All mine now.